McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to the show. The scripture reading comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, as recorded in the New Living Translation. Hear the word of the Lord. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. You don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. For it is impossible to bring back to repentance those who were once enlightened, those who have experienced the good things of heaven and shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the power of the age to come. And who then turn away from God, it is impossible to bring such people back to repentance by rejecting the Son of God. They themselves are nailing him to the cross once again and holding him up in public shame. When the ground soaks up the falling rain and bears a good crop for the farmer, it has God's blessing. But if a field bears thorns and thistles, it is useless. It is useless. The farmer will soon condemn that field and burn it. The word of the Lord. The author of the book of Hebrews is uncertain, but it has been ascribed to Paul, Barnabas, Apollos, and other persons. The most popular of opinion favor Paul as the author. This epistle was written to the Christian, the Hebrew Christians precisely, because they were in constant jeopardy of relapsing into Judaism because of their tendency to attach too much importance to ceremonial observances as compared with that of the Old Testament. We want to take a close look at verse 1 of chapter 6, which initiates or begins an appeal for progress in doctrinal truth. Thus, the title of my message is Let Us Go Deeper. Let Us Go Deeper. Of course, there are basic teachings that all believers need to understand, and these basic understandings include repentance, just as I just finished reading in the scripture, repentance from sin, the foolishness of trying to be saved through good deeds, the meaning of baptism, the meaning of spiritual gifts, the facts of Christ's resurrection, and the facts about eternal life. Now, all of these aspects of teaching are essential to every believer, but there comes a time when believers must go on to mature in their understanding. We need to move beyond the basics, but now moving beyond the basics does not mean that we move away from them. Mature Christians should be developing and moving to a more complete understanding of the faith, and yet they don't move completely away from the basics because they have to teach the basics to the new Christians. Then by using their background knowledge of what they know, and particularly what they know about Christ, the mature Christian will learn even more from God's word. Now, the author of the epistles to the Hebrews was trying to convey that instead of arguing about the merits of the two religions, the people needed to understand that Christ was high priest and to understand that Christ as the high priest was perfect in all that he did, and particularly in the fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecies. The important thing was maturing and growing deeper in their understanding of Christ. And also equally important was understanding how to live effectively for him. The question for us today is, are we maturing Christians in Christ and living effectively for him? Are we maturing Christians in Christ and living effectively for him. Now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the most masterful teacher. We confess that we have not done all that you have taught us, nor have we always had the desire to follow your teachings. We are thankful for your love, grace, forgiveness, and unmerited mercies. We are thankful for the times when you instruct us in your word about how to live effectively for you. We pray for those who are hungry and hungry physically and spiritually. We ask that you feed them, feed us, O Lord, only as you can. Help us, dear Lord, to grow deeper in our understanding of you. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The closing song is entitled Open My Eyes by Hillsong Worship.
Oh, You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.